Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check us out on our past shows or to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. There are a few things more endearing than the special relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild. For grandparents, it's a chance to relive the joy of raising children, but with fewer stress and obligations. And for grandkids, it's a chance to spend time with another adult who cares about them and is interested in their life and well-being. During the show today, we're going to discuss some of the financial costs of being a grandparent and how you might be able to build some of those costs into your budget and financial strategy. But first, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline, who isn't a grandparent yet, but who I know would make for just about the funniest grandmother around.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I mean, I'd like to think I'd enjoy having some grandkids running around, but let me savor the rest of my youth first, okay? I mean, we just talked about I just got engaged today, so not even kids yet. But as for today's show, I mean, this is a great topic. I know many of your clients are either already grandparents or likely to be in the next few years. So this is going to be a good show and a great topic. What's first?
Well, first off, let's congratulate you on the engagement. So we're super excited.
Thank you.
Can't wait to start planning the wedding. So, but first, let's start talking about how much does it cost to be a grandparent? With some insights and details that I found interesting on this Kiplinger article, it begins with an excellent rundown of what it costs to be a grandparent in 2025. A recent study by the Senior List shared in an article looked at how grandparents are supporting their grandkids, and it really puts things into perspective. They surveyed more than 1,200 older adults asking how much help they give and what kind of support they provide and how it impacts their life currently. Shockingly, 96% of grandparents said they've taken on some financial costs for their grandkids, spending around close to $4,000 a year on average helping out with possible school or just childcare. Perhaps more concerning is that many said that they've considered putting their own financial well-being at risk by delaying retirement, dipping into savings, and more all out of love and desire to help their grandkids.
Those are some concerning statistics, Amanda. I mean, honestly, 96% of respondents saying that they've taken on some financial costs for their grandkids isn't something I would have ever guessed. It does make sense, though. But does the article break down what some of these common expenses are?
It actually does. So according to the study, grandparents are spending in all sorts of ways. So around $1,000 a year on big ticket things like down payments on a house or even buying a car. Another $1,000 goes towards tuition, school costs, or even college payments. And another $1,000 on housing support and travel and vacations to visit grandkids is another $1,000. Then you've got things like $600 for savings or college funds, $500 for everyday expenses, $500 in regular allowances, $400 on gifts, $300 for clothing and shoes, $300 for dining out, and $250 for healthcare, or maybe even some money going out for entertainment. This all adds up. It's easy to see how this kind of support, while generous and giving with love, can strain your financial strategy, especially with raising costs around the board from groceries to gas to healthcare.
I think that some of those costs are honestly on the lower end. I mean, I get that that's what the article says, but I feel like Some grandparents spend a lot more than that on an average for their grandkids. Does the survey provide any insight into whether or not some grandparents have to sacrifice themselves to provide those things for their grandkids?
It does. And truthfully, it's pretty eye-popping stuff. Let's talk about the real sacrifices grandparents are making or thinking about making to help their grandkids financially. And it's not just small stuff we're talking about. According to the article, about 1 in 4 grandparents have already tightened their belts and started living more frugal to make ends meet. And half say they've at least thought about doing so. That's a lot of people reworking their budgets just out of love. Then there's the big one, pulling money from savings or retirement accounts that they've worked hard to accumulate. About 14% have already done it. And more than half, 57%, have seriously considered it. It's tough because that money is supposed to be there to support you later in life. About 10% have delayed retirement, and another 42% are considering it. And about 1 in 10 say they've already taken out debt, with many more contemplating it. It just goes to show you how deeply grandparents care and how far they're willing to go to help their grandkids.
Wow. I mean, those are some eye-opening, shocking statistics. And it's really, honestly, scary to hear that so many grandparents put their grandkids before themselves. Those are incredible statistics, but to me, it seems clear that if helping your grandkids is potentially on the horizon, it's essential to meet with your financial services professional to discuss your options.
I definitely agree with you, Jacqueline, because a financial services professional may be able to help you support your grandchildren without sacrificing your own financial stability by creating a tailored roadmap. They can identify potential strategies like gifting within annual IRS limits, setting up 529 savings plans, or using trust for future needs. They can also help evaluate the long-term impact of withdrawals from retirement accounts and or savings accounts with solid guidance that you can generously and protect your own financial future for your retirement.
Great point. And can you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Certainly. Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715. To discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about budgeting as a grandparent.
Well, Amanda, during today's show so far, we've been examining some of the financial costs that come with being a grandparent. We broke down a survey conducted by the Senior List, which revealed that many grandparents are spending money on their grandkids by helping with large purchases, tuition, housing, allowances, and so much more. What is up next on this?
So let's reference back that article, How Much Does It Cost to Be a Grandparent? This article has more information I'm eager to share with you listeners today, including a rundown of both the pros and cons of spending more money on your grandchildren. Let's talk about the upside, because there are some real heartwarming benefits to help out your grandkids financially. First, there's the joy of being there, whether it's gifts or special outings. Those moments you can't take back, helping build stronger financial ties and create memories that really matter. Then there's the bigger picture, things like contributing to a college fund or savings account. It's not only supporting them for the future, but it's also letting you leave a lasting legacy, knowing you've helped pave the path for later on down their life. Covering essentials like clothing or healthcare is a more powerful way to ease some of the pressure on their parents and give your grandkids more room to thrive. And don't forget, some of these gifts can actually come with tax benefits, like contributing $18,000 a year without triggering gift tax. Options like 529 plans can also give you a smarter while preserving your own savings for the road ahead. And maybe most importantly, there's the joy in giving. In fact, 80% of grandparents say they love being able to help. According to the article, it's not just about money. It's about staying connected, staying involved, and finding real purpose in the act of giving.
Wow. And again, while I'm not a grandparent yet, but I want to be a mother soon, the idea of doing things to help build lasting connections with a grandkid really hits home with me. I mean, I have so many great memories of my grandparents.
Oh, that's true. My grandparent you know, I wish she was still around. She ended up passing away about 5 years ago, but she practically raised me. So,
wow.
You know, grandparents definitely hold a special place in my heart for sure. So,
absolutely. Me too.
Yeah. So now while we're talking about grandparents, it's also important to think about the flip side, which is some of the challenges that can come with financially supporting your grandkids as a grandparent. For starters, it adds up. So spending around $4,000 a year per grandchild might not seem like a lot in the moment, but over time, it can take a little bit out of your budget and maybe even delay dreams like traveling or finally stepping away from that work that you've worked so hard for. There's also the risk of creating a pattern where your grandkids or their parents start to rely on your support a little too much. So helping out with groceries or bills now and then is generous, but you've worked hard for your independence too, and that matters. And let's be honest, giving because of the guilt or pressure is the kind of stress that can chip away at peace and freedom in retirement, which is supposed to bring. More spending now can also mean less flexibility later. So if an unexpected health issue pops up, or if long-term care becomes necessary, those monthly costs can be significant, often $8,000 or more. You want to be prepared for something like that. And lastly, there's the tax side. So giving more than $18,000 a year can trigger a gift tax and potentially reduce what you've set aside for your own living expenses or the legacy you've hoped to leave. So while your giving is a beautiful thing, it's also about balance and making sure you're helping them without actually hurting yourself in retirement.
Great points. And that is so true. Creating your own list of the potential pros and cons of helping your grandkids is yet another excellent reason to schedule a get together with your financial services professional. And Amanda, I know that I work very well on paper. So having paper out in front of me and writing that pros and cons list and that chart to weigh, you know, this decision is really important.
That's exactly right. Because at the end of the day, it's all about balance and taking care of your own financial well-being while still finding that support with your grandkids and taking time out and enjoying those, you know, those moments and also helping them with maybe, you know, bills or healthcare costs or college down the road. Generosity is a beautiful thing, but it shouldn't come at the cost of your financial future. 57% of workers already feel like they're behind on retirement savings, and it's a reminder to double check your own financial foundation first. The good news is that you don't have to choose between your future and theirs. With a little planning and some solid strategies, you can actually do both. So one possible option is to look beyond just handing out cash. For example, if you're looking at helping out with education, a 529 savings plan might be a better fit. It's designated specifically for education, and there's a nice perk for grandparents, the grandparents loophole. Now, this allows you to contribute without hurting your grandchild's financial aid eligibility. So your 529 isn't just for tuition. They can help cover costs for things such as room and board, supplies and fees as well. Plus, if your grandchild doesn't use all the funds, you now have the option to roll the leftover money into a Roth IRA, which is tax-free. So yes, you can be generous while also being smart about it. With the right tools, you're not just giving, you're setting them up for long-term success while protecting your own at retirement.
And Amanda, those comments are a great reminder that a thorough financial strategy, I mean, the biggest benefit may be positioning you to take care of your needs while also helping you tackle some of your wants, like helping your grandkids.
That's true. So if you ask your grandparents what they typically say, they tell you that they do just about anything for their grandkids. And honestly, who can blame them? There's the beautiful line from the article that says, grandchildren are the dots that connect the lines from generation to generation. Isn't that great?
Yes.
But as heartwarming as it is, it's also real life. And the cost of being a grandparent can sneak up on you fast. From little treats to big time support, it adds up. And for some, it can even throw retirement plans off track. So yes, spoil the little ones, love them, lift them, support them, but don't forget to look out for yourself too. Because when you're financially secure and at peace, every moment you spend together becomes that much more meaningful.
Absolutely. And like Amanda and I said earlier, we have such fond memories of our grandparents. So I truly believe that it's the time that you spend together, not about what you buy or the money involved.
That's very true. You can't get that back.
Yes, absolutely. So Amanda, what else do you have for us?
Well, let's keep our focus on the financial needs of grandparents by analyzing another Kipling article, 4 Money Mistakes Even Good Grandparents Make with Grandkids. One of the biggest things the article points out, and it's such a good reminder, is it is important to encourage your grandkids to earn and save their own money. Think back to when you were a kid. Remember picking out something you really wanted? Maybe it was a shiny new bike, a Barbie, or even a special gift for your mom. You saved every penny, you worked hard, and when you finally got it, you treasured it. You probably still remember how proud you felt. That kind of pride is a powerful thing, and it's something your grandkids deserve to feel too. So instead of just buying that toy or gadget for them right away, help them set a savings goal, sometimes fun, but manageable, then offer some ways that they can earn money, like doing chores around the house or helping in the yard, that type of thing. And when they finally save enough money to make that purchase, celebrate it with them, because it's not just about the item, it's about the confidence and sense of accomplishment they'll carry with them. Let them feel the joy of earning what they want. It's a gift that lasts a whole lot longer than anything you can buy off the shelf. I will tell you, my son, he always wants to go to Target and purchase a toy. And when you tell him that he has to go upstairs to make his bed, that is not something that he enjoys doing. But you know what? It's definitely something that he always remembers to do, because he thinks that he can go to Target every time he makes his bed now.
Yes.
To get a toy. So,
well, and my thing was Polly Pockets. Do you remember Polly Pockets?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And I used to always ask my mom to go to Target to get Polly Pockets if I did something good, wash a car or something out of the norm. And that was my thing.
Yeah, it's all fun. I remember Barbies and my grandma used to take me to this craft store, and it had these little they probably went on a bracelet, like little charms that went on a bracelet. But I thought they were so cute. They had like horses and different animals, but I would go and they would be like 25 cents. And my grandma would let me buy like 10 of them. Uh-huh. And I'd get these little trinkets, and I still have them saved today. But I loved going to that craft store for some reason.
Yes.
Don't know why.
Because you were with her. That's why.
That's right. That's right.
So. I mean, and I still remember how thrilling it was as a kid when I saved up my own money and bought something that I really wanted to. So it's truly a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, that is very true. And mistake number 2 is also spoiling your grandkids a little too much. You know, I think that I know I do it with my 3 kids for sure, but sometimes it can get a little too much. Now, I get many grandparents feel like they need to support it, spoil them. It's part of their job, right? But when every visit comes with gifts and it starts to feel like a mini entitlement program, and let's be honest, sometimes we're the first to say these kids are a little too materialistic, while also handing them a new toy every single time that we see them can also be too much, you know?
Yeah.
I take full mistake. You know, I do that too. So I could only imagine when I'm a grandparent what I'm going to do. But
you're just going to be such a great influence.
I know. I said my oldest child, I don't know, maybe she won't drop her kids off at me. She'll just think I give them too much. But, you know, that's the point of being a grandparent, right?
That's a little bit part of the job.
That's exactly right. But think back to your own grandparent. The best memories probably aren't about the presents, like we've just spoke about. They're about the presents, the hugs, the stories, and the time that we've really spent with them.
Yeah. And you and I just talked about that too. You know, just how it's about the time that you spend. That's what they're truly going to remember. I mean, yes, you still have the trinkets from the craft store, but you remember going there with your grandma. You remember her handing you the money, you know, to get those trinkets. And so that's what's important. And I'll bet that our listeners who lost their grandparents decades ago, or both of us have lost ours, still have very vivid and warm memories of them, including us. So what's more valuable than that?
Yeah, that's very true. So let's talk about mistake number three, which is not preparing your grandkids for their inheritance. The article explains that baby boomers are expected to pass down more than $70 trillion over the next couple of decades. That's a massive wealth transfer. And for many families, a lot of it might skip a generation and go straight to the grandkids. But here's the thing, inheritance shouldn't just show up like a surprise lottery ticket after you're gone. It's not just about money. You're also your values, and passing those on is just as important as passing on the dollars. So talking to your kids and grandkids now and letting them know what matters to you, maybe it's education or owning a home or giving back to the cause that you cared about, sharing those dreams while you're here, that gives the real legacy when you're no longer here with us.
Yeah, great point. And as you said earlier in the show, Amanda, the most valuable gift that you can give your grandkids is time.
That's right. And finally, there's mistake number four, which is falling into a competition with other grandparents. It's easy to picture that very scenario. You hear the other side of grandparents just bought the kids iPads, and suddenly you're thinking, well, maybe I should get them something really big. How about a pony? It's that little voice that says you need to match or outdo the gesture to stay in the spotlight. But honestly, being a great grandparent isn't a competition. It's not about who spends the most or gives the flashiest gifts. It's about love, presence, and memories that money can't buy. Be happy for your grandkids when they get something special, even if it didn't come from you, and focus on giving them something deeper, your time, your stories, and your unconditional love.
Great point. And we touched on this in the first segment, but remind us of how a financial strategy may allow us to help and enjoy our grandkids while also prioritizing ourselves and our own needs.
A solid financial strategy allows grandparents to enjoy and support their grandkids without sacrificing their own security. By setting clear boundaries, budgeting for gifts or contributions, and using tools like 529 plans or trusts, they can give meaningful but substantial options in tax-free benefits. A well-thought-out plan balances generosity with protection and ensuring funds are available for retirement, healthcare, and unexpected needs. With a thorough strategy, grandparents can be present, generous, and joyful while knowing they're helping their family and taking care of themselves.
Anything else before we close out today's show, Amanda? I loved having this conversation with you.
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about budgeting as a grandparent. Your financial strategy and or other parts of your retirement. It is our goal here at Aspire Money Management to help you prepare for your retirement you've worked so hard for.
Well, great show, Amanda. I loved this topic. I think you and I connected on a whole other level. And I also just love talking about grandparents. It's a happy topic.
That's right. It's very true.
All right. Well, that concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.